This is the 81st episode of the Leap Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Yoo-hoo! We are streaming again. They're streaming the podcast again, but this time on Twitch. So last time we did it on Facebook. Kevin wanted to do it on
YouTube
and Twitch at the same time.
Oh, I just got pinched.
Oh no.
Anyway, if you're watching
this time we just decided to do it on Twitch because it seemed easier. So there you go. All right.
We already had everything set up.
We did. So, okay.
So, biggest news of this week is the new Overwatch.
What?
Skins.
Is that the biggest news? Is that the biggest cosplay news?
To me, it is.
Lunar New Year, correct?
Lunar New Year is correct.
Yeah. So, that's what... Lunar New Year starts this coming... The 27th, basically.
Yes,
is the first
the day.
So, that's not that far away. Yeah.
It's only 5 days from now. So, there's May and D.Va. Those are the two that are confirmed. I thought I heard something about a Roadhog. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. You want to pull it up?
I feel like he gets skins all the time.
They all... there's a big diversity of skins. A lot of people get skins. Widowmaker, I think, gets the most. I don't remember.
Really? Oh, there is a Roadhog. Wait, is he a pig now? Roadhog just turned into a pig.
And then
Winston
or
has...
Winston, yeah. Zenyatta. And then, is that a Reinhardt in the back?
Yeah, this is really confusing. It looks like Reinhardt has Zenyatta's
balls.
Necklace.
You can say balls.
Balls. Nuts.
Nuts.
Balls.
No, the nuts were only for a Christmas skin.
Interesting. I don't like those. But that's okay.
So it starts on the 24th.
Oh, okay. I like D.Va's. No, yeah, D.Va's and May's. Okay, Nyx is confirming there's a leaked Roadhog, Zenyatta, Winston, and Reinhardt. I believe it's from Journey to the West. Oh. That's that movie you talked about.
Yeah.
So,
that movie.
I must be like the only person that doesn't know about this movie because. Well, no, like seriously, like everybody knows it.
Does Dale know about it?
Maybe not.
See?
But Kevin grew up with that movie, and then his
I
friend...
I never knew
his
the,
friend,
name
the name
of the
of
movie.
You probably knew the Chinese name.
Well, yeah, no, it was just on Chinese TV. Like, it was just...
like, all the time.
It was just there, so I remember watching it.
And then his friend and his good friend Carmen knew it, too, and she was laughing about it. She was telling us the story, and I was like, this sounds amazing. How come I don't know this movie?
Yeah.
So now we gotta watch it, though.
You have to watch it.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty...
Well, you should watch it, so then you have those mind-blowing memories that you get when you watch something.
Zenyatta one will be good. We'll see. We'll see.
Do you want to talk about Amazon's new service?
Well, I was gonna save that for the mid-roll.
What?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Well,
I can start
talking,
about it.
About.
Well, yeah,
I'm
but
so
I didn't think that was the number one thing we were talking about. This is what happens when we don't have scripts and we're just kind of going at it. Anyway.
Well, the podcast shouldn't have a script.
It should
to
have
me.
At least an outline of what we were going to talk about.
I mean, I usually have my little notes, but that's about it.
Not this week, I guess. All right. Well, I'll talk about it
been
then.
Been a busy lady.
So Amazon has launched a Crunchyroll / Funimation / any other anime streaming service competitor. It's called Anime Strike. No, Amazon Strike? Oh, I gotta look this. No, it's. I think it's Amazon Anime Strike is what it is. I don't know if that's the official name. Anyway, they launched it on the 15th.
Anime Strike is
they
what it's called.
They didn't really start promoting it until this week, but... it should be interesting. They have it's a lot cheaper than the other two services, from what I can tell.
So we have Amazon Strike is going. It's not out yet.
No, it is out.
Oh, okay. It's $4.99 a month. Crunchyroll is $6.95, and Funimation is $5.99.
Yes.
So out of the three that offer anime exclusive services, it's the cheapest. But that makes me wonder, like, they might not have as much.
No, I really don't think they do. But they did. I mean, advertising wise, they did say they had One Punch Man.
It's also only available in the U.S. right now.
As are many of Amazon services, they do start here first.
I'm just saying, Nyx lives in Australia and she's in our chat right now. So.
I know. But they are. Yeah, down the street from us, and from their promo material, they say, Hold on, let me see here. A 7-day free trial lets Prime members check out the channel with exclusives such as The Great Passage, Scum's Wish, Blue Exorcist, Kyoto Saga, as well as anime classics like Paprika and Tokyo Godfathers.
I've heard of like two of those.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've only heard one or two of these. They also had Chi Sweet Home, but like 3D animated.
And that could
Holly's favorites.
That could be a me thing. Like, yeah, I used to love Chi Sweet. So there's Chi Sweet Home, and then there was a second season. I can't remember what it's called, but the one they have on Amazon sounds like the second season to me. Like, the title sounds familiar. Right. So I thought it was the second season. And so Kevin's like, oh, let's watch a preview for it. But it was, like, this weird, like, 3D, like, Chi, which is a cat, by the way, for those who don't know. And it hurt my face, and I got mad. So.
The end.
But they have that if you want to
Yeah, so
if you want to watch it.
They have quite... I honestly can't... Just reading the description that they sent out, I can't... I don't know the actual number of shows that... Oh, 1,000 anime TV shows and movies.
1,000?
1,000. But,
that's,
I mean...
That's a lot.
But does that mean 1,000 different shows? Or does that mean 1,000 different episodes? Because that's like
nothing.
One... Yeah. Maybe a couple seasons, so... I don't
know. Sorry.
And the sucky part is... It's an extra $5
a
month.
They have One Punch Man.
That's what...
High School of the Dead.
That's what I said.
Vampire Hunter D, No Game in Their Life, Parasite, Maid-sama.
Oh, right, I saw Parasite. Red Data Girl. Oh no, that's just never.
Oh no, I talked crap about that one because that one made me mad.
But it's an extra $5 a month on top of Prime. So.
On top of Prime, I was surprised when you told me about it because Kevin brought it up the other day. I was surprised. I was like, oh, is it because we have Prime? And I was like, oh, is it part of our Prime deal? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I got it. You're already paying 90. How much is that? $100
a month. Or $100 a year.
$100 a year for Prime. And then you got to pay 5 times 12, like $60 more a year for.
Which is about the price of Netflix itself.
Yeah. So, Netflix doesn't have as much anime as they used to, though.
Yeah, they definitely cut that out. Especially even Hulu, I think, cut it down a lot.
It's probably because we talked about that, though.
What's that?
With how Funimation and Crunchyroll got together, and then we decided that it was just... They just get all the licenses. Well, and they talked about how licensing was really expensive.
Well, part of Netflix, it too, is they're moving away from...
Oh, they're making
deals.
Their own content.
Yeah, they're focusing on Amazon. Same or not Amazon.
Netflix
Hulu
has its
and
own.
Everybody else, too.
Yeah.
But I think this is Hulu, or this is Amazon, trying to grab back at some of that market and then try to... I think this is partly to figure out what people like, and then they can start running off with the data and start making their own animes that people will like. That's how Netflix started,
animes.
Right? Is they watched you and said, Holly watched Gilmore Girls 80 times. So let's revive it and let's go with that.
You're welcome, Gilmore Girls fans. I single-handedly did that.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what's going to happen here is, like, even though it's $5 a month now.
What it's saying to me, Amazon isn't offering anything to me that, like, Crunchyroll doesn't have. For $2 more, would you rather have more stuff? And Crunchyroll updates weekly when it comes out.
No, within 1 hour. As it comes out, it says, according to their website.
Crunchyroll
website.
Exactly.
Just says
and I don't think Amazon does that. I think Amazon just has old shows.
Yeah,
well,
I don't
when
know.
I say old,
I don't know. I might jump on this 2-week free trial and see if it's
right.
worth it or not.
We'll
give you an official
we'll
cosplay review here.
We'll do the trial. We did a Funimation trial.
It was okay.
They have
app
too,
is pretty
they
poopy.
Have, the app is awful. Well, the Amazon Fire.
Android app. It's the same app.
Oh, okay.
All of Android.
It sucks, but... And it's not intuitive. And they have a lot of things that are just English. And I like to watch... I like to read the subtitles, personally.
Right.
So
who watches Yuri on Ice in English? Come on.
God, that
we
was
made
awful.
A terrible mistake that day.
But, yeah. So, I didn't go past my free trial on Funimation. If that says anything.
$6 free trial. $6 a month free trial.
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
So, it wasn't... I don't know. Okay, so KatsuCon, which is coming up here in less than a month, about a month. People are amping up for it. For those who aren't going or don't know what it is, I'm sure you've seen stuff on Twitter or Facebook about Katsu Crunch and shit.
Katsu Crunch?
That's what it's called.
They changed the name to Katsu Crunch?
No.
Oh.
The time that you're working before Katsucon is called Katsucrunch.
Sorry. I see what we're going at here. Crunch time for Katsucon. Yes, got it.
Now Katsucrunch sounds like a
restaurant.
No, I was going to say it sounds like a cereal.
Yeah, that too.
Katsucrunch.
Brought to you by Krusty Krunch.
Krusty Krunch.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
Crunch time. They made this post, and I don't know. You can just give me your opinion, okay. I guess. To me, it's not a big deal, but I'd like to ask the people that are watching or that will be watching later what they think. It says, I wanted to address some stirrings about the Katsu Ball, a.k.a. Formal Ball. The reason it was moved to Saturday, February 18th, was for us to further showcase our concert on Friday, February 17th, featuring the talented artist Reni Mimura. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. This change was made several months back when we had negotiations going on with our guests. Unfortunately, in situations like this, we can't really make announcements until several things are finalized, like our guest procurement and our scheduling with panelists, to name a couple of things. This allows us to be able to move things around, especially if we have something happen. We're trying to get the schedule out as soon as possible. Unfortunately, we have had cancellations and such, which holds up the process. Just to be clear, there's no additional cost to attend the Katsu Ball. You just need your attendee badge. Please be careful when you get information of word of mouth. Unless you see it from our website or social media posts, it may be, in fact, someone messing with you. You're more than welcome to contact us via social media or email and contact page. See you next month.
Okay.
And then,
so what happened was, either somebody's manager was like, well, we can't have you having the ball right after our concert, because then people will be leaving the concert early to get changed for the ball, so we'd like you to move it to Saturday instead.
Here's someone's point of view on this post.
Okay, sorry.
Not to sound like one sourpuss here, but the late announcement doesn't fix the fact that people's entire schedules or destroyed, or the rude joking comment I saw on your page is the reply before you deleted it. I should have screenshotted it, but I refreshed the page to you. So basically she's saying, you ruined my schedule, my personal schedule for the con.
Right.
And it sounds like they had a jokey comment, but I really like this reply from Katsucon because it's kind of BS.
Okay.
I'm really sorry you feel things haven't changed. Seems the information didn't make its way up to me, but my offer still stands. You're more than welcome to speak at me privately if you wish. Oh, wait, hang on. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry, guys.
Ah, jeez, Holly.
It's because the Facebook stacks the comments and then it makes it okay. The accidental reply of the sticker that came onto the comment you were speaking of was taken down right away because the handler who was checking the feed accidentally hit it on their phone. Our social media staff works and checks Katsucon 24/7 while on the go. We do our best for attendees. So someone from Katsucon replied to someone with a sarcastic sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And
with a sarcastic sticker?
With a sarcastic sticker, and then they're saying it was an accident.
Sure. I can.
But I think on Facebook, when you put a sticker, you have to click a couple times. It's not like...
Well, from a phone, though, it's going to be different from a phone than
online. You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah, I mean, the whole point of the mobile experience is to be more efficient, right? So,
I don't have Facebook on my phone.
Yeah, so let's see here. So if I go there...
You have to click this. You have to click a item, and then you have to click with... There's three clicks to sticker.
Let's see here.
Hello.
Let's see here. Boop.
So...
Now, if they have it, like, a recent sticker, you could probably use that pretty cool.
But then you have to click the recent, Rilakkuma.
Hold on.
It won't post automatically. Does it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't use Facebook a lot, so.
He's scared to click a sticker because he's commenting on a random person. So he's scared.
Exactly.
There's a multi-click happening. No,
okay, so here we go. I'm gonna click a recent sticker here.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're testing this.
Oh, no. So if I click the Rilakkuma, it takes me to the Rilakkuma page.
Exactly, and then you have to select...
But it posts immediately as soon as you click it.
But how many steps is that?
That was three clicks.
How many clicks to get to Rilakkuma?
Now Lillian is going to be confused of why I post this on her on her cat picture.
You posted XOXO.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I didn't mean to. I just did, and I don't know how to delete it now. Oh, okay, this is embarrassing. There it is.
Lillian Riri cosplay. He wanted
it's deleted now. I'm sorry.
He wanted to test. He wanted to test the sticker thing to see how many steps it was, and he put a real Akuma that has a heart around it that says XOXO. Sorry, Lillian, if you ever see this. It's for testing purposes, I promise. Nick says, our con schedules in Australia often aren't released until the Sunday before, so it's always a bit funny to me when people are complaining about changes the month before. I agree, Nick. I feel like more recently, cons have been releasing schedules like a month or so beforehand, which I'm always like, whoa, that's a lot of warning. Because before, it was definitely like the day before the con is when digitally is when you'd see this get when it would come out. So I never knew what the hoo-ha was going on typically until day zero, maybe the day before day zero. But I'm right there with you.
Not very cost effective in terms of doing it that way.
Like, because I understand
have to cancel last minute. Right?
No, Kevin didn't accidentally do. Well,
yeah.
Yes and no. I'd say it's about 50% accidental because Kevin did have to click into five different menus to get to the sticker he wanted. So, like, he had to click the sticker button. Click on Real Akuma, and then click on the specific Real Akuma sticker that he wanted, and then it posts automatically once you click the sticker, so I get that. But he had to click multiple times to get to the sticker he wanted. Now, could you click 1, 2, 3, and then that sticker is just accidentally sarcastic?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's just like, it was like the XOXO. Like, I just clicked the first one that was there. So...
Yeah.
But what? Yeah, I don't know. Who cares, though? I mean, really, it got deleted, so knew that they fucked up at that point, right? So it's not like they're maliciously, you know, or somebody else on the team was like, that's probably not a good reply.
I'm just on the side that it's a little hard, not impossible, but a little hard to accidentally post a sticker.
Sure.
Give me that. It's like,
yeah.
I can understand the way Kevin did it, where it was like, I'm just going to click this, but
yeah.
You got to get into it first.
That's fine. Yeah.
Anyways, the only thing I can see that girl, I mean, a couple people were like, now my schedule's all messed up, is if you had a photo shoot planned, like something to where you thought, oh, the ball's going to be on Friday, so I can do this on Saturday. You know,
right.
make a more permanent plan on Saturday. Sure. And then they move it, and then
it's going to be bumped. I mean, it would have been on would have been Friday evening or Saturday evening, right?
Also, aren't balls like hours long?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. It's like
that's what I want other people's opinions. Kevin and I have never been dressed up enough to be let into a ball.
Cosplay ball.
A cosplay. Well, you have to wear nice stuff. Like, you can't. Like, one girl was even. I saw it because I just saw it. But she's wearing, like, a corset top dress, you know, like the kind that's, like, tight on top and then poofy, like, princess dresses, pretty much. And she asked, you know, she's like, I'm wearing this type of dress. And they're like, you should wear, like, a shawl over your arms or something. And I was like.
Aside from being just the ball, anything else? Like, is it just like just formal dance? Do they serve food and stuff like that? Or is it just like you go and you do your formal dance and then
also
then
that's our it? Stuff's really bright now because the sun decided to come out.
No, you can adjust it.
I can. It's fine.
It's right there.
I can see the button.
I'm just saying why I'm overly blown out right now. I don't know. All the ones that I've seen have just been like, you dress up really nice. Some of them are masquerades, so like you have to wear a mask to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those where like no mask, you can't get in. And you have to dress nice, and then there's like nice dancing, but that's, I've never seen anything about food. That would be a lot of money, especially since the ball's free.
Yeah.
If it costs money to get in, I'd be like, oh, maybe.
And then is it just like a DJ playing music?
Yeah.
So it's like high school.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like a prom. But it for all ages, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only seen the people and done... Oh, Katsucon's 4 days, isn't it?
According to your calendar, it's 3 days. Or the thing you had up. Because it looks like it's the 19th or the 17th through the 19th.
Okay.
So it's only a 3-day con this year. Even though Monday
17, 18. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even though Monday's the holiday.
Maybe it was...
No, I thought it was 4, usually. I mean, it might just be that we get there on... So let's hear, it was the 19th. So the 20th is a Monday for sure, right?
That's President's Day.
Yeah.
I always thought it went on 19th, to President's Day.
So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, huh?
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, we
could be wrong.
We must have just gotten there on a Wednesday or something because that snowstorm day.
No, I got there on Thursday. I don't know. I feel like it used to be longer, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant right now.
Yeah.
On our last episode, Tough Tink said, "I really enjoyed my photo shoot with you guys and hope you enjoyed your time in Orlando. Thanks for coming all this way." You're welcome, Tough Tink. It was great working with you as well.
Yes.
It was nice meeting you after all this time.
Yes.
Really.
We did enjoy Orlando. We managed to squeeze in.
We should talk about Orlando a little bit.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
Because we talked about it a little bit because we did film a podcast while we were there. So
yes.
We have that. But we had been there for like less than 24 hours when we filmed that. So.
Yeah, we landed.
We landed, slept, and then woke up and did the podcast. So, yeah. What'd you think?
It was good. It's surprisingly nice, I guess. Because, I don't know, like, you know, the news and Reddit and all that stuff, they make fun of Florida a lot. And, like, you know, there's a subreddit that's just R Florida Man. And it's like Florida Man
in the news,
commits crime of some sort or another. So I have the preconceptions of, like, terrible driving, random people and drugs just running around. Like any major city metropolitan area, I imagine, has the same issues.
You just get all the news,
So I just get random news from Reddit that tells me it's terrible. But so when we got there and it's, like, 80 degrees. Sunny and just a bunch of nice people around. It was very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and we were staying, I mean, even the area we were staying, so we were staying across the street from Universal Orlando. So the area we were staying in was very tourist oriented on top of that. So,
which was okay at the time because we came, you know, when we visited Orlando, it was non peak.
Yes.
Basically. I can't imagine staying where we were when it's busy.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
It'd probably make my head explode.
We went to Universal Orlando, right? And
We went there.
We went for a couple rides.
Diagon Alley.
We went to Diagon Alley.
I got a wand.
Yes.
I got the Elder Wand.
The best
one. It's the coolest one.
But the biggest thing the revelation we had was, you know, even though we were waiting a half an hour to get on the rides, like, there was, like, at least another 2 to 3 hours worth of line space that they had booked, like, made available. So, like, in the summertime, I guess I've only been to Disneyland. I've been to Disneyland. You've been to Universal California.
We both went to the same places, yeah.
But I went in the spring, and I don't remember any lines being more than, like, half hour, 45 minutes.
The last time I went to Disneyland forever ago, I went during President's Week in February, and so there was, like, no one.
So I guess neither of us have
experienced
the summertime
where these queues exist. We went to... they had lines, like, you know, there were people in line, there were people there, so, like, the longest we waited, I think, was 30 minutes, and that was, like, nothing. But, like, you walk through these lines that they already have pre-made, and it just was, like, forever. Like, we kept walking, and we weren't even in line yet. We just kept going and going and going and going and going, and I was like, I cannot imagine walking up to a ride where this thing is completely full, and you're just standing in the back of this line, and you have forever to go. Like, it is for... Oh. It blew it hurt my face a little bit. But.
Right. We had concerns that we wouldn't be able to see the entire park in the amount of time that we had, because we only did a half a day there because we had photo shoots and stuff scheduled.
We had a morning shoot that day. I think if you went during peak, you'd spend the whole day there just because of the lines.
You'd be in line. You would be able to ride all the rides that we rode.
Yeah, but it would take double.
You'd be there from like 8 a.m. until like 9 p.m. just standing in lines.
Oh.
But yeah, so overall, though,
but how were the shoots?
Shoots were great.
Let's talk about the shoots.
Shoots were great.
I'll say this, because I personally, Kevin's never been to Florida, but I've only been to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, which I was right. I mean, it's different than Central Florida, which is where Orlando is. But I never thought about how like lush and like green and stuff Orlando would be. I just, it never like crossed my mind, I guess. Plus I'm used to like warm places being dry and sad. So it was, I don't know, it was really refreshing to go there and it was warm still. And it wasn't overly humid. And like everything, and sunny. Everything was like super green and I don't know. It was just really pretty. Like, you didn't have to try really hard in terms of locations, I think. And they have a lot of parks there. There's parks, like, I don't know. When I was doing research before we left, it was just like, oh, there's a park here. Oh, and there's another park here. Oh, there's an... Okay,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we only stayed in one quadrant of... Yeah, we're really sun. Bright. So why don't you adjust it?
It was dark and gloomy. What, in OBS?
No, just click this button right here.
Oh.
Hit cancel. And then let's
take that.
There we go. Anyway, so we stayed because we stayed across the street from the theme parks. It took us 20 minutes to drive into Orlando.
It was we stayed on one side of Orlando, basically, and all the shoots we did were on the other side of Orlando. So it was funny because we went to three different places the whole time we were there, and each time we would leave the place, we'd be like, oh wait, we're like around the corner from the other park we were at yesterday.
Looking at places on maps just it doesn't scale necessarily to real life.
So it was really funny because like every day we were almost in the same spot and we're like, wait. But that's how cool it was. They had all these parks and they were all within like 2 minutes of each other. And overall, they all looked different. I don't know.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So Orlando, highly recommend.
Could have stayed with us. I know, but we didn't. We didn't talk until
we'd already booked everything.
We had booked it. Yeah, because I get really paranoid. So when I'm booking stuff, I'm like, I have to book it now, or we're never gonna get in, or I'm gonna have to pay $1 billion. So I had booked that hotel way too early.
Well, and it was cheaper to book the package than it was to book just like the airline.
Vacation package. Yeah. So it was, especially with airfare from Seattle. But it was nice that you offered.
But
we had a good time. It did rain, but it rained when we were at Universal, so it didn't matter.
Yes. And we were sitting underneath the hut.
Yes.
It was perfect.
Yeah. But it was funny, like, being in Universal when it started, because, like, the rain would come on really suddenly and hard, and then it would go away just as quickly. So, like, Kevin and I would be, like, walking, and we're used to rain, so, like, people would start, like, running away, like, underneath all the covers they have, and Kevin and I are, like, walking down the center of Universal, like, all by ourselves. There's, like, nobody. And then it would stop, and everybody would come back, and then it just kept going.
Yeah.
Kevin almost weaked out and bought a poncho, though.
Universal poncho, and we can add next to our time, poncho collection.
Next time we'll stay with you. We do have a poncho collection, so.
Yes.
And we walked to Universal, so we knew we were going to have to walk back eventually. Yeah. So we're like, shit. Emerson Costup says, for next week, happy birthday to Holly. Thank you. Stardew was my BF's favorite game for weeks. He got so sad when no one wanted to be his date for the dance. Can't wait to see all your photos from Orlando shoots. I look forward to the editing live stream. Oh. Yeah, we must have talked up Stardew
last week.
I don't remember.
Probably.
But, Stardew's great. Still would recommend.
Yes. Don't close. Yeah, just leave it.
What? Oh, do you want to do the thingy?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. So... Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by us half the time. Go to elitecosplay.com/shop and check out the shirts that we have and the Photoshop actions that we have. So any purchases you make there directly support us. And by supporting us, it helps us create more content and travel to more places to do more photo shoots with everybody. So visit elitecosplay.com/shop and purchase a shirt, maybe.
Thank you for the host, Alicia.
Let's hear. Additionally, if you'd like to support us, you can also go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Any purchases you make through Amazon gives us a small kickback, and those kickbacks help with all the aforementioned things that I said before. This week I'm a little off on my ad roll, so I
haven't
do
been
apologize.
Listening, so I can't give you crap about it because I was looking at something else.
That's okay. I do apologize, but yes, anything helps us produce more content.
The end. Okay.
The end.
This is like when you leave. Kevin has to leave voicemails sometimes at his work, and he works from home. His desk is right there, and I always give him scores on his voicemail skills.
Some days I'm on it, some days I'm not.
Some days he leaves really good voicemails, and some days he's like, anyways.
That's why the number 9 button exists after you leave it. You can delete it and try again.
Is that the redo button?
Usually, yeah. 9 usually lets you redo them.
Yes, and if you... I had to interrupt him, but thank you for the host again, Alicia. That's very nice. I'm just saying this. I'm sorry to people watching this, but I really enjoyed your shoot stream the other day. It was very interesting to watch. I liked it. Nice. Okay. Lexi, I'm just gonna call you Lexi. Anime North had a pass cap for the weekend pass, but there are so many people that don't even go into the con and just stay outside. So there might be more people added to that count. Also, worst con ever. # parking lot con. That makes sense for Anime North. Anime North's the one that has a cap, and they keep hovering around 29,000 people and don't really grow.
Is that the one in
Toronto?
Toronto, okay.
Yeah. So I guess, like she said, and I think a lot of people do this for SakuraCon as well, is like they just hang out.
Right, because SakuraCon has the park in the back.
There's the park in the back here, and then you can also hang out in the front where there's like a fountain thing.
That's true.
Not like PAX, where
they secure everything.
Yeah, PAX, they secure. Emerald people. City, they even, yeah, they don't, Emerald not City as too. Hardcore as PAX, but they still kind of lock it down.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Parking lot con.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah, probably
look
that up.
I mean, it's just like anime. When you say parking lot con, it reminds me. Which we didn't talk about, I don't think, because we didn't film an Anime Expo con or podcast, but...
We did.
It just didn't
get published.
Did we film it?
Yeah. It was one with those Asian ladies that sat across from us, and they were like yelling into our microphones the entire time.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They were sat at our table and just like, and the table was really small, so they were just like right in front of us, and they were just like staring at us.
Yes.
Couldn't you understand?
Yeah, I could understand.
Yeah, and then Kevin was listening to their conversation that they were having, and he was like distracted half the time because he was like, he'd just like stop talking and look at them. There's a missing podcast. There's like multiple missing podcasts, I think.
No, I know. This one will be missing video. We forgot to record.
Oh.
But that's okay. I wanted to say that for later. That we didn't have video for this podcast.
RIP YouTube.
No, that's okay. We can upload it with the screen cap.
Yeah.
And then just play the audio.
Freeze frame.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. Oh, but at Anime Expo, which I think we didn't talk about, we were vlogging at the time and it was confusing. They had moved, their artist alley is normally in their exhibition hall, like most cons, and they had moved the artist alley into a parking lot, which was previously in years prior used as a parking lot.
It was full.
Wow. Full parking lot / photo shoot location because it was dark and people could set up in there. So they cleared out that parking lot, so you couldn't even park there. So I can't even imagine how many people got screwed just by that. And then there's barely any AC in there, or if it was, it was having a hard time
keeping up. Oh, I mean, it was packed in there.
And it was packed. So, like, there's a pro and con of it, right? So as a result, a lot of artists got to be in the artist alley that probably maybe wouldn't fit in the previous area. So, like, they gave more opportunity for people to sell stuff. But at the same time, it was, like... there were so many people and it was so tight, and there was these weird pillars that were like these huge cement pillars that were like blocking people's tables. Half of people's tables sometimes would be behind this pillar, and like Kevin and I wanted to go to ours because we like stickers, and so we we like go there for stickers and other crap, and we had to walk like this down the hall because it's so like crowded and then crap. And then, like, sometimes I felt bad for people that you couldn't even buy their crap. I don't even know, because you had to, like, squeeze behind a pillar to get to there.
Well, and then the downside, too, was that, you know, they did that to expand the exhibition hall, and then it just expanded with crappy exhibitors, or, like, multiples of the same booths. Remember that there was like one t-shirt company that had like 4 booths, and I was like, I don't need to see this 4 times.
What con were we at when I wanted a plushie? Was it at Anime Expo? And one person was selling it for a lot, and then I was like, let's go to the other side.
That was, I think that was,
because there's all, I mean, as you guys know, Chicago? That con, there's like t-shirt places or even like plushie places that are all the same, and you're like, why do we need 5 of these?
Yeah.
That's how Anime Expo. But then they also have like what is it? Crunchyroll. Their booth has got to be like five booths combined.
Oh,
like
easily.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And all them stuff.
But then they had the giant Gudetama installation. Now we're just reflecting on this con.
That was a couple
years
ago.
Go watch our blog if you want to see more about it. We
probably
recorded
didn't
a
talk
lot
about it.
No,
all Alicia says all the technical difficulties. Trying tomorrow. I will check it out tomorrow. I can copy the video from Twitch. Can I download it?
Yeah,
I might be able to download it.
That might be an option.
There you go. Problem solving. Thank you.
But then I have to fix the audio. Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't matter. We're recording a third layer of audio on top of all of this, so.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This is our first time doing it on Twitch, so.
Yeah.
Deathbrite, we talked about, well, on the previous episode, someone had left a comment saying, do more posing videos. And I said, okay, but it takes a while. So Deathbrite gave us a bunch of ideas.
Okay.
Thank you. And they also said that Pinterest board thing you've posted about. I can just talk about that here. I don't think it deserves its own video, personally, because it's not... There's not enough information,
not
basically.
Enough. It's not special enough.
Special. But basically what I've talked about that some people have seen is... when we work with cosplayers, sometimes, not all the time, I do it for myself as well. I like when they send me Pinterest boards of inspiration of that shoot. So sometimes we do fashion and stuff. So if the person that's doing the fashion shoot has an idea or like a concept or like, you know, tones or anything, they either do it by themselves or I'll get them to send me a Pinterest board of stuff that inspires them. Not things they necessarily want to copy, because I don't think copying is very good, but just the ideas and stuff like that. And I agree, like if you're a cosplayer doing a cosplay photo shoot and you have ideas you want to do or even some poses you want to try, you can put those in the Pinterest board. For every person we do a shoot with, Kevin probably doesn't know, I make a Pinterest board for that shoot.
I see it.
Just... And it's everything. It's posing, it's colors, it's theme, I don't know. But that was my thing. I talked about it on Twitter, I think, so I don't think everybody saw it. But it's a good idea. It helps you keep you organized, and it's accessible really easily from your phone, so it can go with you. I saw... Oh, okay. Nick says, at a con, I saw the same figurine for $75, $40, and $25. Exactly. I don't know what con it was, but I wanted a plushie.
Yeah.
We walked up to one, the guy was like $50, and I was like, okay, I'll come back. Walked to the other side of the exhibition hall, and it was $35.
I honestly don't remember which con it is. I'll be honest. I remember the scenario.
I thought it was Anime Expo.
It was not, because okay. It was a weird
the
exhibition
room,
hall.
The room looks like Anime Expo in my head.
I mean, but
could
all exhibition
Dallas.
Halls.
It's probably
that's probably
Dallas.
What it was. It was
doesn't
Dallas.
Matter,
yeah.
Though. But yeah, it does. And I don't know if they can't be run by the same people.
No, I mean, but they import the same stuff. It's just who's willing to make the least amount of money on it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, that's what I got for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I already talked about everything that I wanted to talk about.
The stream's starting to twitch out as well, by the way.
Is it dropping frames?
No, it's like flickering.
Yeah, why is it flickering? Anyway, yes. Before
it doesn't matter, though, because we're leaving, so.
Before it dies.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. I guess, do you want to try this again, Kevin? How do you feel about this?
Again. Sure. I was thinking, you know, maybe we can try... streaming across all networks at the same time, but
you can figure that out though.
I can try.
We did this last minute. I was just like, Kevin, let's stream, and he's like, I'm trying to figure it out. So we might be able to stream on YouTube and Twitch next time, but thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week. Not on Sunday though.
Oh yeah, and we do apologize for those watching on YouTube for the lack of video.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see how it goes.
It's twitching out now. Oh my god. Okay.
All right.
Anyways, that's the 81st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.